AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 45% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December Deal Drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
So as you guys know, I've been on a fitness journey the last several months, and as an avid CrossFitter, I'm constantly looking for different proteins to try. And I don't know about you, but I hate protein powders that have that bland, chalky taste. And that's why I'm taking the time out through today's podcast to introduce to you Clear Whey Protein Powder, a refreshing high-protein drink that transforms your post-workout routine. Crafted with pure whey protein isolate, this innovative formula offers a light and flavorful alternative to traditional protein shakes. With zero lactose and zero sugar, it caters to those seeking a clean, transparent approach to fitness nutrition without compromising on taste or quality. My personal favorite flavor is strawberry watermelon. It has that crisp summertime flavor, perfect for your taste buds. But you can also try wild blue raspberry. Both are incredibly delicious. And with 20 grams of protein per serving, it's fulfilling my CrossFit needs. That's why Clear Whey Protein stands out with its crystal clear appearance and refreshing flavors, making it the perfect companion for your active lifestyle. Whether you're hitting the gym or need a protein boost during the day, this drink seamlessly integrates into your routine. And it's super easy to make. All you gotta do is just add water, mix it up a little bit, and boom, you got yourself a delicious protein drink, and say goodbye to all the bloating from all the other protein products out there. And best yet, I'm offering 20% off to listeners of today's podcast when you go to clearprotein.com. That's K-L-E-A-R protein.com. When you go to checkout, all you have to do is put in our discount code. That is LACEMUP. That's L-A-C-E-E-M-U-P. That's code LACEMUP when you go to checkout, and you'll get 20% off Clear Protein products. Elevate your daily protein intake with confidence and clarity. Choose Clear Whey Protein Powder and experience the difference today.
I have been informed that my announcement has been deemed disrespectful.
Listen up, Dwayne, you bald fraud.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the greatest of all time.
Seth Rollins, I'm coming for you, boy. I'm coming hard.
A visionary! I am a revolutionary!
The Never Seen 17!
Look at you now, boy! Ah. Look at you now! Four letters, one word!
Last real champion, John Cena!
What?
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Wrestling with Ryan. What's going on, Mike?
Not much. We're sitting here. We're live on Instagram. We just got kicked off of TikTok for about a week because I showed the Laker game, which we're not going to be doing anymore.
But it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. But today, the boys of Wrestling with Ryan are back. And today, what are we talking about, Ryan?
We are previewing Survivor Series War Games, which is
War Games!
Which is this coming, which is actually next Saturday, September 20 or November 29th. At Petco Park, San Diego. I'm going to be there live.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see, you know, how it looks at Petco Park. Like, I always think, like, you know, when they do shows at, like, baseball parks, it, like, I always find it interesting, like, how the whole layout works.
Right. It does. It's always really cool when they go to ballparks, particularly MLB parks. The landscape is different. Sometimes they use the dugout as an entrance.
Yeah, because I know for the Royal Rumble, what was it, 2020? They
2020?
Played at the Astros, Tropicana Field. Right?
Tropicana Field. There they had, I believe it was Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns versus
Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin, yeah.
Boring Corbin.
Yeah.
Yeah. They wrestled on top of the dugout, I think. Was that?
I think so, yeah. But I do remember, so them using dugouts. So I thought that was like a cool visual. It's like they're still utilizing like the baseball field,
right?
And adapting it to fit with, you know, with the show.
Exactly. But yeah, Survivor Series is coming up next weekend. How are you feeling about the show?
I honestly feel like, you know, pretty good about it. I know just because like I'm going to be there live, and so I'm excited to see War Games like in person. I know it's going to be a sight to see. I'm probably going to see a lot of cool looking spots.
Right.
And it'll also just be cool to see the War Game structure like live and in person.
Right.
Because it's so much different seeing things
right
in person compared to like on TV. Like I remember like when we seeing the Hell in a Cell structure live, seeing the Steel Cage structure live, like it's so different because you didn't realize like, oh my gosh, this structure is big.
Right.
It's really big. So I'm excited for that. I think we have a nice card lined up. You know, of course it's John Cena's last Survivor Series.
Yeah.
He will be having his first defense of his Intercontinental Championship against Dirty Dom in front of the home crowd. Of course, I'm going to be booing Dom.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, and I'm going to be decked out in all Cena gear. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. How did you feel about the... all right, we can go into the John Cena stuff now. In his hometown of Boston, Massachusetts, how did you feel about John Cena winning the Grand Slam Championship and winning the Intercontinental Championship?
Oh, it was great. Remember, I told you, I was like, there's two things I want from this tour. Wait, what are the two things I told you?
Winning 17 and then becoming a Grand Slam champion.
And I got both of them. And I got to witness one of them live, but I got to watch another one live. So that was good. And I know I was having a pretty, I think I was having like a rough weekend because of some like stuff. So that was like a, you know, highlight something I really needed.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was just super excited and happy because it's like, oh, my God, he finally did it. Like, you know, he deserves it. I was like, I don't care if he drops it in, like, his first defense. I just want him to have it so he can be a Grand Slam champion. And it happened. I'm glad it happened in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the only correct way to do it since they didn't let him have his last match be in Boston.
Right.
So I felt like this was, like, the next best thing they could do.
Right.
And that crowd was hot. That crowd popped so loud for when he won. Like, I don't think it's been a long time since Cena's gotten a pop like that.
Yeah. Quite a bit, you know. I mean, he's had some massive pops during this whole year. But him winning the Intercontinental Championship in his hometown, man, it felt like he won the world title again.
Yeah, it really did feel, it felt special, like, and that's rare for it to be, like, a superstar winning a mid-card title, but to make it feel like they won a world title, and Cena's one of those guys that he can win any title and make it feel special.
Right.
You know, and I think it helped that it was in Boston, because I will say Boston is one of the better American crowds.
Right. Boston is one of the better American crowds. And then they go to Madison Square Garden, where they had a historic night.
Yeah. John Cena's final Raw ever. We thought we were going to get John Cena versus Dom for the IC title. But, of course, Dom chickened out. but he didn't really chicken out. He says, oh, you got an unfair advantage. You had it in your hometown, so we're going to have it in my hometown Survivor Series.
Right.
And then we ended up getting a six-man tag match because the Judgment Day ambushed Cena. Sheamus came out for the save, and then Rey Mysterio. And we saw Sheamus, Rey Mysterio, and John Cena versus the Judgment Day. And that was actually a pretty fun match. Like, like seeing the six-man tag, I know some people are like, really, you're going to make this Cena's last match? It's like, one, this is probably what he wanted. But it was really a fun match. Like, it was, you know, it was exciting for what it was. Like, you know, I liked seeing, like, the three of them do the 10 Pizza of the Baldrin, the 15 Knuckle Shuffle. And you could tell the crowd loved it. They were eating it up. So, and that shot at the end when they're walking up the ramp, what a shot that was.
Yeah. It was kind of like, remember Triple H and Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker at the end of an era match at WrestleMania 29, I think, or
WrestleMania
28.
28, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. Now this is like their version of like an end of an era. Pretty cool to see. How did you think they? What did you think of the booking to have? You know, basically, this is John Cena's third to last match.
Second. You talk about the Raw match?
Yeah, this is third to last match.
Yes.
Right.
So I thought you were talking overall, like, his.
Yeah. What did you think of the booking, though? They booked a 6-man tag. They could have had him in another one-on-one. What did you think there?
I mean, I get it, like, you know, especially because he has history with Ridder Ray and Sheamus.
Right.
And, you know, they're all beloved. So I don't mind it. I didn't hate it. Like I said, I thought it was a fun match and I enjoyed it. But I feel like they could have done something where, like, you know, say if Dom doesn't do it, he could have gone one-on-one with Finn or JD. I felt like that would have been unique because he'd never had a one-on-one match with either of them.
Right.
And so I thought that would have been... And I think either one of them would have given him, like, a banger on Raw. Especially JD. Like, shout out to JD McDonough. Not to go off topic, but shout out to JD McDonough. That dude's been balling.
Right. Yeah, he has.
So, but yeah, so no, I enjoyed it. I liked it. You know, it was just cool to see, you know, John Cena get the winning victory and what might possibly be his last WWE victory ever. I hope not, but
I mean,
there's a high chance it was.
Because I think the reason why they're running it back is because now Cena is literally in the place of this retirement tour where it's strictly just giving back now. He has two matches left. One, you know, against Dominic Mysterio coming up at Survivor Series. It was made official, like Adam Pearce says. It's official.
It is official. Yeah.
So it's made official on Monday Night Raw that he will be facing Dominic Mysterio for, you know, defending his Intercontinental Championship. But now it's at a point where he's not going to go in there and win again. That would be redundant. We've already seen him win the Intercontinental Championship. We don't need to see him defeat Dominic Mysterio again. In fact, he's going to put over Dominic Mysterio. I know you don't like that, but that's the way it's going to go. He's going to put him over.
There's nothing better than coming home from a long day of work, turning on the game and having a cold beverage in hand. Just sometimes a beer doesn't cut it. And that's why I'm introducing to you today Cannabis Seltzer from shop.getgoodsfeel.com. It's a redefining refreshment with its innovative range of THC-infused beverages. Founded to offer a new era of relaxation, Goodfeels crafts drinks that provide a consistent, clean, and enjoyable experience. Each product is meticulously formulated with high-quality, natural ingredients, ensuring an uplifting mood, without the drawbacks of traditional THC consumption. Goodfeels believes in the power of nature and wellness, delivering beverages that harmonize taste and tranquility. These drinks are designed for those seeking a balanced lifestyle, blending seamlessly into social gatherings, relaxing evenings, or any moment that calls for a touch of calm. Their commitment to transparency and quality is evident in every sip, making them a trustworthy choice for those looking to explore the benefits of THC as a great-tasting cannabis seltzer. Don't call me Santa Claus, but today I'm offering my listeners 20% off at checkout when you go to shop.getgoodfeels.com. Use our promo code LACEMUP at checkout, and you can enjoy exclusive savings when you try these delicious flavors as blood orange, pineapple mango, grapefruit, or even the beverage enhancers such as lemonade and much more. Heck, even get the bundle while you're at it too. These drinks are the perfect combination for watching your LA teams. Go to shop.getgoodfeels.com. You have to be 21 plus only to buy. And remember, use our promo code at checkout. That's LACEEMUP. That's Lace 'em Up. And ease your mind with cannabis seltzer beverages. That's cannabis seltzer from shop.getgoodfeels.com.
But, I'm definitely, you know, looking forward to Survivor Series, War Games. You know, seeing Cena's last match be against his last PLE match being against Dom. Is definitely, I think it's a smart move because you can tell they have a lot built up for Dom and that they see Dom as, you know, a big part of their future.
Yep, exactly. Where I was going with this is John Cena says goodbye to Monday Night Raw. How do you feel about him wrapping up his Monday Night Raw career?
You know, it's bittersweet because, like, you know, I grew up watching him. I think he'd only been on Raw for a few months at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because he started off as mainly a SmackDown guy.
Right.
And so just seeing, like, the fact that I've basically been watching him throughout, like, his entire time on Raw.
Yeah.
is like it's bittersweet because it's like, you know, I saw him start off.
Yeah.
Like, or at least when I got into it, he was on Raw. He was like, you know, the guy, and then like seeing all the way to now, like just getting, you know, the respect that he's very much earned.
And, yeah.
You know, I thought it was great. Like, I loved how the overall like booking of his last match went, even though it was a 6-man tag, I enjoyed it. And there was one thing I liked is when they did the 15 knuckle shuffle, Cena was actually on like the very left.
Yeah.
And then Sheamus moved him into the middle to put, it's like, no, the attention's on you.
Right.
So I thought that was cool of Sheamus to basically move Cena to the middle to basically like soak it all in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. So I got to give props to Sheamus and Ray, you know, because they're two of the best to ever do it. They're two legends.
Right.
And so, yeah, just great to see, you know, the reaction he got. And I think it was a great opportunity and great use of his last Monday Night Raw.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So John Cena says goodbye to Monday Night Raw. He said goodbye to SmackDown. And yeah, now we're just two matches left. You know, they started the tournament. We've seen some, I mean, it hasn't really been about the wrestling.
Been some questionable decisions.
Questionable decisions. Sheamus suffered an injury. Couldn't compete on SmackDown.
This is a spoiler because SmackDown was taped, but
right.
The Miz, who already lost, will play Sheamus just to lose again.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's going to come down to Gunther. I mean, Gunther.
From what I heard, it's Gunther versus Jey Uso in the final of it, and I'm like,
you know, I don't like. Obviously, we know Gunther is gonna win, but they can't put Jey Uso in the final just to lose again. We've already seen that. We've already seen that in the tournament for the World Heavyweight Title. Why would they repeat that booking of having Jey Uso in the final just to lose again? Because he already lost CM Punk a month earlier, just in the same fashion, in a tournament style. That would be horrible booking by WWE, by Triple H, to again put Jey Uso in that spot. I don't think it's wise. I think, they just need to continue on the War Games stuff going forward. And then, eventually, this is my prediction, we're going to get to an Uso tag team heel turn.
We might see something happen at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Right. But who do you think will be in the final of the John Cena tournament here?
Who do I think or who do I want?
Well, who do you want?
Who do I want?
Yeah.
Well, before he got injured, I wanted Sheamus to be his last, because it would have been full circle in terms of like, oh, he first beat John Cena to win his first WWE championship on December 13th, 2009.
Yeah.
So it would have been like full circle to see him finally win the Intercontinental Championship from John Cena on December 13th, 2025, but obviously that's out the window. I'd like if Carmelo Hayes would be the last opponent, but I do think it's going to be Gunther. I don't want it to be.
Yeah,
I do think it's going to be Gunther just because I think they're trying to pit him as like the legend killer,
right?
Like the new legend killer.
Right.
Like, I retired Goldberg and I retired John Cena.
Right.
So I think that's what they're building him up to be. Like, to be like, oh, if it's your last match or, you know, you're thinking about hanging it up, you don't want to face Gunther because he'll retire you.
Right.
So I do think it'll be Gunther. I don't want it to be Gunther, but
I think it is going to be Gunther all the way.
Although I have no doubt that he will give Cena a great match.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be Gunther. Who just got his old music back, the old Walter music.
Yep.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we've noticed a trend lately. A lot of wrestlers are getting their old theme songs back.
So
it's cool to see.
Yeah.
It's cool to see them, know.
Yeah. That's been a pattern here. Gunther has gotten his music back. Who else has gotten their music back? DIY.
Johnny Gargano, yeah.
Yeah.
Tommaso Ciampa.
On the live right now?
Yeah, we're on the live. This is John Murphy, who joins us with our Lakers Live and on our LA Sports Roundup podcast.
How you doing, John?
I heard you guys were blurting about how John Cena's going to have a good match. Whoever he faces, that's who's going to give him the good match.
Oh, how boring of you to say. Of course, whoever... of course. Yeah. I mean, no, it's going to be good.
They're going to carry him. They're going to carry
him. Oh, you're saying match. How they're going to carry him. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to carry him through the match.
You mean how Cena carried Logan Paul in theirs?
No, Logan Paul carried him with his athleticism.
Well, at least John Cena doesn't need notes for his promo on his hand.
What? That's true. You know, actually, I was meaning to tell you guys, Logan Paul learned that from Cena because they had a podcast, I think it was a couple days ago, and Cena said that he regretted calling out The Rock like that on live television.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember, when The Rock did that many, many years ago, John Cena took that as an opening, and he ran with it.
Yeah, he did. I'm driving right now. But, okay. He took that as an opening, and yeah, that really got The Rock, and that really made us Rock fans, question his microphone ability. That's for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's hard because The Rock had never really been called out and exposed like that before. So.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely, and I don't think anybody was gonna call out Logan Paul, you know, just because of the sheer fact. They probably didn't want to embarrass him, you know?
No, they learned. Cena's the pioneer. They made sure that he didn't get called out.
But exactly. But also, if he was called out, I don't think any of those guys could cut a good enough promo to, like, make it, like, oh, crap. Like,
yeah,
he really got him, like how Cena did with The Rock. Like, he literally got the crowd to go, like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, he got the crowd to question.
Exactly.
Like, The Rock has...
Oh, the way Cena did it? Oh, yeah, the way how Cena called him out, he even made us Attitude Era fans go, ooh.
Exactly.
Did he do that all the time? It made you think.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, how do you think... how would you rate this build to Survivor Series? Moving off of the John Cena stuff, how would you rate this build to Survivor Series, Ryan?
It's been a little... lackluster.
The build for what?
Survivor Series.
Yeah, it's been a little lackluster, and although I will say it definitely picked up on SmackDown, especially when we saw the opening scene with Cody being laid out in his bus. I thought that was cool. It's kind of reminiscent of when he was feuding with The Rock. Mm. Like, it was outside of his tour bus, so that's what that reminded me of. So I think the War Games match, at least on the men's side, has been built up good, but on the women's side, there's been no build for the women's.
Yeah, there really hasn't.
It kind of feels like they just do it together last minute.
And that's pretty much Triple H booking in itself. Throw things together the last minute, and basically what Triple H is depending on here is he knows that they're going to have a good match. He knows that the women are going to go all out. He knows the guys are going to go all out, and that's lazy booking, because you could build stories off these things. You could build stories of why there needs to be a War Games match.
Like, you want to know something that I think would be very interesting for War Games, and I think this would be solid booking? Have Drew pin Cody in War Games.
Oh, have Drew pin Cody. Yeah.
Then Drew gets the claim and be like, I pinned Cody. Exactly. I deserve another championship match.
And in fact,
match.
They should do that. They should do that. In the match, because then that sets the stage for whatever pay-per-view is coming up next for Drew to challenge Cody again for the WWE title. We can go into some of the matches here. You know, let's start with Women's World Championship, Stephanie Mercury versus Nikki Bella.
We all know
that's gonna be a stinker. That's gonna be a stinker because Nikki Bella's in it. She can't wrestle.
Yeah, like
yeah,
and Stephanie McCare, who's great in the ring. I don't know if she could even carry Nikki to a decent match. So
yeah, I mean Nikki Bella was at a time in the period when she was with John Cena. I felt like that was her best wrestling peak. You know,
yeah, like I remember I was at a SmackDown when I think she was in like a Last Woman Standing or whatever with Natalya, and that was actually a pretty entertaining, solid match. Like, don't get me wrong, she's had matches where it's, like, solid, but overall, as a wrestler, she's not that good of a wrestler.
Yeah, and this is just something for Nikki Bella to do. There's absolutely no chance in hell No Vince McMahon pun right there. But there's no chance in hell she's winning the world title.
And I also think it has to do. I know she's from Arizona, but I'm pretty sure she lives in San Diego. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's another part of it too. They just want to have like another hometown person.
John, do you have a favorite Nikki Bella match? Also, you're live on Instagram, checking your teeth.
Yeah, I know. no, I do not. My favorite Nikki Bella moment was when Ronda Rousey told her that the only doors you busted down was the John Cena's.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite moment.
Yeah.
Other than that, another favorite moment is when AJ Lee told...
talent isn't sexually transmitted.
Yeah.
And also when AJ Lee said that you can't lace up my chucks.
Yeah.
Those are my two favorite Nikki Bella moments. Other than that, it's maybe Total Divas that's pretty much it. Just her getting dipped. There's nothing really special about Nikki Bella. She's out there purely on looks. She does not have any. She's not a good worker at all. She doesn't really know how to. She doesn't know any psychology. Again, I'm going to reiterate and put a stamp on it. She's purely out there just on her looks, and she got a push because that was John Cena's fiance at the time, her girlfriend.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
Yeah. All right, moving off of that, we can go to the Intercontinental Championship match. We spoke about this in length just a minute ago, but John Cena versus Dominic Mysterio.
You know who I want. You know who I'm rooting for.
Yes, I know who you're rooting for.
Dominic's gone over.
Yeah, there's
he's
no...
Gone over. Yeah.
Cena, this, like I've said before, this is John Cena's...
He's giving back. Yes, and I understand that, and I see that, and it's like... That's why I'm not disagreeing. I'm not being like,
Let me interrupt. Hey, Ryan, when is Cena retiring? Do you know?
December.
Do you know how to count?
December 13th.
No, you don't.
It's December 13th. He retires in about 3 weeks.
Well, Dom is gonna go over. That's a no brainer. That's really again. That's lazy booking, though. That's totally lazy booking.
Well, I don't know if it's lazy booking in a sense that, I mean, yeah, they could have John Cena in another type of match. They could have had him in the War Games match.
That's what I wanted him. He should have been in War Games.
He should have been in War Games.
Especially because Brock's in there.
Yeah.
Cena, but then I think, the reason I think they don't want Cena in it is because I think the heels are going over.
Right.
And if you have Cena in it, it'd have to be the thing like, okay, Cena's going to pin Brock.
Right. Exactly.
That way he gets his revenge. Like, oh, look, John Cena finally conquered Brock Lesnar.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's probably part of the reason why they didn't want to do it, because they want the heels to go over. And I think the heels should go over.
Right, exactly. But yeah, this is, I think I agree with what you're saying, because John Cena has literally, except wrestled in War Games, has literally done everything now. He's won 17. He's won the Grand Slam. Won the Intercontinental Championship. There's nothing left for him to do on this retirement tour now.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why you're okay with it. Is because if he hadn't won the Grand Slam, if he hadn't won the Intercontinental title, then you'd probably be like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, because I got two moments I wished for. I wasn't expecting him to win it in Boston, because I actually thought originally we were going to have this match at Survivor Series. And he was going to win it at Survivor. That's originally what I thought. I know I'm not the only one.
Right.
Because I think that was the original plan at first.
Hold on. You know what comes to mind? You know what they should have done? This would have been the greatest heel turn of all time. They should have had Cena win the IC Championship. He becomes Grand Slam. And then at Elimination Chamber, he flat out puts the title on the floor, turns heel, steps on it, and says, I'm above this mid-card shit. I want a title match against Cody Rhodes, and he goes to WrestleMania and wins the championship.
Well,
that would have been a big heel turn.
They could have done that. They could have done that the first 4 or 5 months when he was a heel, except they pretty much just had him do the hits tour.
He should have never been a heel to begin with.
No, like, they should, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know how I enjoyed the heel turn and how I've always wanted to see a heel Cena.
Exactly.
But even I can tell you, there was no need for... for it on this farewell tour. It happened 10 years too late.
Exactly.
If Cena should have been a heel, it should have been back in 2012 when he was feuding with The Rock. That's when he should have been a heel.
Yeah, exactly. But we can all agree that Dominic Mysterio is winning the Intercontinental Championship again. And then I feel like this may not lead exactly to the babyface turn. I think one thing has to happen. One thing has to happen for Dominic Mysterio to be a full-fledged babyface again. There has to be that reuniting with Rey where they hug it out.
And I told you, what did I just tell you the other day? I think we're going to see that at WrestleMania.
Probably.
It's probably going to be like career versus hair.
Yeah, career versus mullet. All right, moving on. Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, Alexa Bliss, Charlotte Flair, and AJ Lee versus Nia Jax, Lash Legend, the Kabuki Warriors, and Becky Lynch in War Games. How do you think that goes, Ryan?
This is one where I think the heels should go over, but I don't think they're going to. I don't think they're going to want AJ Lee to lose.
Yeah.
So I do see the baby faces going over.
Right.
There will be some nice spots. Like, I know there's a high likelihood we're going to see Io Sky do her trash can spot.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see some cool-looking spots from Charlotte.
Yeah.
And then Alexa seems to do some of her best work in multi-woman matches.
Yep.
So, and you know, Alexa's my girl. But even and not just me, but a lot of people will say that Alexa does some of her best work in multi. And I think that's true. She does some of her best work,
right?
You know, multi-woman matches. So,
yeah.
So I do have the baby faces going over in this one.
Yeah.
Just because I don't see AJ Lee losing.
Yeah.
And I think if they really want to pay it off, they'll have AJ Lee pin Becky Lynch to set up their feud.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I see the babyfaces winning here. Just because, you know, you have Rhea, Io Sky, Alexa, Charlotte. I mean, everyone and AJ Lee, everyone except Charlotte Flair is a true babyface on the babyface side of War Games.
Yeah, and then also
Charlotte Flair.
And then also pretty much Rhea, AJ Lee, and Alexa, and you can even say Io now, are arguably the most popular woman on the roster.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, John? Who goes over in War Games on the women's side?
Wherever team AJ Lee's on.
So yeah, exactly. Baby faces.
Whatever team she's on. That simple. Yeah.
One thing we are going to see is the infamous trash can spot on top of the cage of Io Sky.
That's going to get a pop.
Exactly. Yeah,
so I'm excited for that.
Yep. And then the main event here, the men's War Game, CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, The Usos, and Roman Reigns versus The Vision, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, Logan Paul, and Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar in the War Games match.
And an interesting fact, this is Brock Lesnar's first tag team match since, I think, 2003.
That's insane to think about. Insane to think about. First tag team match since 2003.
Brock's gone over.
Yeah.
Well,
I think this
actually, maybe, just spitballing, maybe they have Brock turn face where he attacks Bron Breakker, and there's your WrestleMania match right there.
Oh.
Bron Breakker versus Brock.
That is an interesting topic right there. I don't know. I could see that being a WrestleMania match. I just don't know if they want to do that in the War Game. I mean, it's certainly possible. Anything is possible in WWE.
I've been telling you, I do think we see a turn in War Games.
I do think it's going to be...
I think it's Jay.
It's Jay?
I think Jay's turning.
I think you're right. It's also going to be his brother, Jimmy, as well. The Usos are turning heel.
I think Jay's turning first. I think we're going to...
Bullshit. They've been turning back and forth. Have Brock turn into a face and then build it up how they did with Kane and Undertaker for WrestleMania.
True. You can do that.
And he can easily get away with it because Brock Lesnar's a part-time guy.
Yeah.
He can easily get away with it.
But then...
Paul Heyman does all the talking for Bron Breakker.
Yeah.
Well, there's also something interesting I also want to point out. Drew McIntyre and Brock Lesnar faced each other at WrestleMania. Drew beat him. Drew also eliminated from the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's an interesting dynamic there because Drew's going to be like, I don't trust you.
True. Yeah.
So I feel like there could possibly be something there.
Right. Also, but I just don't think they're gonna make Bron Breakker look weak right now.
Yeah, they're building up.
They're continuing to build them up. Like, they're not gonna knock them down a peg by Brock beating them. But ultimately, I think the heels go over in this match.
I think the heels go
over. Oh, yeah, the heels are gone. Hey, maybe Cody Rhodes turns heel. I don't know.
Ooh, that's far off,
I think. The way he's talking and walking.
I think it's still. I think it's going to happen, but I don't think it's going to happen before WrestleMania. I don't even think it's going to happen within a year.
Exactly.
I think it's still like. Possibly, maybe the end of next year, but
yeah, and I don't see that happening right away. But in this match, I think the heels go over. I think there's some type of tomfoolery with the baby faces, and that kind of sets where they're going to lead into the Royal Rumble and then eventually into WrestleMania. Yeah, but
let me just add: I think Jey Uso needs to get out of the main event scene. Yeah, the guy can't even talk.
Well, I think that's where he's going to turn heel. I don't think it's him getting out of the main event scene. I think it's a shakeup in his character because you can't just keep getting away with, you know, all the this and then yeet and all that.
I told you what we need is we need right-hand man Jey Uso because Serious Jey is entertaining.
But right-hand man Jey Uso was freaking, he was like a fireball out there yelling at Sami Zayn. You know, fired up. So, altogether, heels go over in this War Games match, and I think there is some type of tomfoolery, and who knows, there could be a surprise at the end. You can never say,
I feel like now, because Survivor Series, we all have the expectation now of like, oh, who's going to come back, because we had CM Punk come back. CM Punk,
exactly.
And now it's one of those things, you can't trust the end credits anymore.
Yeah,
because on Raw they showed the credits and then Roman's music hit.
Right.
So it's like you can't trust that nothing no more.
Exactly.
So it'll be curious to see what happens. Because I do feel like there will probably be a couple twists, swerves, and surprises at Survivor Series because
I think so too.
Because it's one of the big four and they want to treat it like such.
Exactly.
So that's why I say I feel like we're going to see a turn in this match, either in the match. Or after the match. Or they could do similar to NXT when Dakota Kai turned. Get out of the cage and then someone attacks the other.
Could. There could be a lot of things going on in this War Games match. We'll find out and we'll see. John, any lasting thoughts on where this is going to go with War Games and Survivor Series altogether?
Someone's going to screw CM Punk and he's going to be coming out on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Screaming that he got screwed.
Yeah, I can see that too. I can see that too. I think they're going to continue the Logan Paul.
The heels are going over, dude. There's no way they're going to make Bron Breakker look weak.
There's no way they're making Brock lose.
Yeah.
No, they got to make Brock look strong.
And I think they're going to continue this Logan Paul CM Punk feud going on.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I think you might see a Royal Rumble match, Logan Paul versus CM Punk for the world title.
And still. So.
I'm sorry. Logan Paul is good and all, but he's not like that yet.
He's a future world champion. You guys just need to admit it.
Oh, yeah.
A future world champion who has his notes for his promo on his hand.
Cut the tape. That's enough. Don't even start.
But, you know, War Games is an interesting pay-per-view. I feel like they've done a lot better at building why there needs to be a War Games match.
What I think they need to bring back the traditional 5-on-5, but not the brand warfare.
Right.
Not the brand war, because I think that got really repetitive.
Yeah.
But I do think, or they could even do this. Mm-hmm. If there's a solid storyline, you can have a War Games match.
Right.
But then if there isn't, just do the traditional.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. To end it off, I'll start, since it's my idea. Which Survivor Series do you guys think is the best, the 5-on-5? It was when it was WCW versus WWF. Winner takes all.
Yeah, that was a good one. I think
the first SmackDown Live versus Raw one.
Hmm. No, I think, like, going back to that 2001 Survivor Series, that was a... The whole invasion, the invasion pay-per-views, or the storyline sucked, but I did like that Survivor Series match that they had.
Yeah, they did. That was a great one. Well, I take that back. The best Survivor Series was when Shawn Michaels made Bret Hart tap.
Oh, yeah.
We can go on about that.
Yeah, you said 2016?
Yeah, I think it's the one when Randy Orton was part of the Wyatts.
Right.
That one, I felt like out of the 5-on-5 they were doing, like, over the past, like, years,
mm-hmm.
outside of Team Cena versus Team Authority, I think that was the best 5-on-5.
Honestly, well, you know what? That was a good one. Team Cena versus Team Authority.
Yeah.
Where Dolph Ziggler had the sole survivor.
And then we saw the debut of Sting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Another one I liked was 2005. Raw versus SmackDown. I think that was the first Raw versus SmackDown Survivor Series where Randy Orton was the sole survivor and then Undertaker comes out, clears house. A good one.
Right. Yeah. That was a really good one.
Yeah. You know, I can't really think. Let's see here. 2011 was interesting. Rock and Cena versus Miz and Truth in Madison Square Garden. That was only because of Rock, you know, making that special. It was Rock's first match in 7 years or 8 years, whatever it was.
First match in 2003.
Yeah, 2004.
2004? Yeah. Okay, I thought it was 2003.
Yeah. And then Survivor Series kind of took a hit. You know, like, there wasn't really too many memorable Survivor Series matches or pay-per-views.
Yeah.
2016, 2014. I like 2018 for some reason. I think Charlotte Flair had a brutal match with Ronda Rousey.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where it was supposed to be Becky versus Ronda, but then Becky had a broken nose.
Right.
And that was at Staples Center.
That was at Staples Center.
Oh, I was there. I was there at Survivor Series 2018.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was.
Dang.
Yeah. So, because Cena was part of the SmackDown team. It was random. They threw him in there. That was that 5-on-5 sucked.
Yeah.
That 5-on-5 sucked. And I think Ross swept it.
Yeah. I think that's the one, too. Was that the one where Jinder Mahal was supposed to wrestle Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
And then they switched to AJ Styles?
Yeah.
And I think, like, the next year they had 2019. I can't remember any of the matches in 2019, but... The only one I could remember is Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. They had a great match.
Yeah, it's crazy because Brock works really well with smaller guys.
Right.
Like, he's had some of his best matches with smaller guys.
Right. Yeah, definitely. So, Brock Lesnar versus, like, when he's had a smaller opponent, I mean, think about the great matches he's had. 2013 SummerSlam versus CM Punk. You know, 2018 or whatever it was, 2017, 2018 versus AJ Styles.
It's rare for him to have, like, good matches with, like, big men, but, like, not to get, like, too off topic, but, like, he's had a few, but he really does work his best with smaller guys.
You gotta remember, the Elimination Chamber started at Survivor Series 2002. You remember that, John?
Yeah, Shawn Michaels
won the World Heavyweight
Championship. Yeah, Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels won the World Heavyweight Championship.
Shawn Michaels came back, baby.
Yeah, where he had the silly haircut.
And he won the world title.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he super kicked Triple H and got the world title, yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably still the best Elimination Chamber match.
Probably, yeah. I mean, yeah, you think of, like, 97, though, the Montreal Screwjob.
But anyways, I think we should be getting back on, like, topic, like, not to take
Well, it's Survivor it. Series. It's Survivor Series theme.
Yeah, it's Survivor Series related. So.
Yeah, exactly.
We could just,
Dirty Dom's going to go over and getting the rub. That's all I got to say. Dirty Dom's getting the rub.
All right, he said it. Dirty Dom is getting over, and he's going to get the rub from John Cena. Yeah. But yeah, any lasting thoughts on...
You better watch your mouth, John, and show some respect on my show.
Oh my gosh.
This might be your last appearance on my show, so you better watch it.
Know
your role and shut your mouth.
You're not even a Rock fan. You're a Cena fan. You're supposed to say, you can't see me.
Fine speech.
Fine speech. Now he's going to cut you down a size.
Yeah.
This is why I lay some truth on you, Holmes.
Oh my God.
My last thoughts is, you know, I'm excited for Survivor Series because I'll be there live, and I think it'll be cool to experience it at Petco Park, which is a beautiful baseball park.
Yep.
And we're all supposed to be there, weren't we?
Oh yeah. What happened with you? What happened with you?
What do you mean? What happened with him? What happened with you?
What happened with me? It's like, God, that's it for today's show, guys. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much.
Anyways, we're still live. We're recording on the podcast. We just got rid of John over here.
Yeah. Got a little too hectic. So my final thoughts on Survivor Series is I'm looking forward to being there live. I think it's going to be a good show. I do think they'll deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I do want Cena to win, I know the reality is Dom will be going over, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
But I have no doubt, I do think they are going to have a solid match. And I know this is wishful thinking, but I want to see John Cena hit a 619 so bad.
You know what? There's a possibility he's been practicing moves. He's been doing all sorts of everyone's moves in matches. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Could he do
it? I'm not saying for sure, but I'll just say I think it'd be really awesome to see a big guy like him pull off a move like that. Or even a frog splash.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing a frog splash would be great. And I think if he did either one of those moves, he would get a pop from the crowd.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. So my final thoughts is I'm excited for Survivor Series, you know.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a solid show, especially the War Games matches. I think those are going to carry the show.
Right, right. Exactly.
So, yeah. So I'm excited for Survivor Series. It should be a fun night.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and so definitely, you know, be on the lookout for Survivor Series related content. I might take some videos and photos and post them.
Exactly.
Since I'll be there live.
Yep. So. Yeah. Sounds good, guys. Thank you guys again for joining into our Instagram live. Thank you guys for joining in through today's podcast. And it'll be a good Survivor Series coming up, and you know what? Can't wait for it to happen, and then we'll be back after that to give our thoughts on Survivor Series and anything coming up.
Yeah. So stay tuned. We appreciate you guys. This wouldn't be possible without your support. So
exactly. All
right. And yeah, so we do have a lot of good stuff coming up, right, Mike?
Exactly. Lots of things coming up, you know, in the woodworks. You already know what they are. But just thanks for tuning in to everything that we do. And yeah, appreciate you guys.